Well, good morning, folks, and you may find it a help to keep that in front of you as we look at it together. We're thinking this morning about how we grow. Now, is there anyone here who is growing at the moment? Growing in height, I mean, not in weight. Don't worry, adults. If you are growing in height, it could be a great help to me if, with your mums and dads, if you like, if you come and maybe sit in the front row here, and then there'll be one or two interesting things for you to see as we go through. So if those up to the age of about 12, if you like, with your mums could come forward, that would be brilliant, just to the front row there. Now, folks who are growing, let me ask you, how are you growing? Are you growing by weightlifting? Is that your secret? Don't think so. Or maybe, are you growing by the stretching rack? Is that your secret? How are you growing? Do you know? What would you say? I suppose it is by eating and growing. That's how we grow. Well, we're going to think today about how we grow, not in height, but how we grow in our faith. So how we grow to know God better, how we grow to enjoy Him more, how we grow to love Him and to live for Him. And our Bible reading shows us that we grow in faith in the same way that a tree grows in the ground. So that's why I've got a big tree there. We can learn from the way the tree grows how we grow in faith. And actually, whether we're young saplings or seasoned evergreens, we could all see rich truths here about how we grow in our faith. So let me read the first two verses of our Bible reading again and look out for how we grow and the link with a tree. So it says here in verse 6, "So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness." Well, to grow in our faith, the first and most important thing is that we stay rooted in Jesus. And I've got a sticker for us here. Let me put this up. We stay rooted in Jesus. Did you notice that at the start of verse 7? Rooted and built up in Him. Now, the roots of a tree, they make it strong and they give it water. Now, did you know that the roots of a tree can be very, very long? And in fact, I've prepared a piece of string here which shows us how long the roots of a tree can be. Would anyone like to unwind this and find out how long they are? Harry, I think you were first. So this is the length that the roots of a tree can be. Harry, if you hold the pencil and just walk back, and we're going to see how long they can be. Do you think he'll get halfway down? Let's have a look at that, a bit of a tangle. So, is he going to get halfway back? More than that, I think. Let's see how we get on. Folks, I can assure you in our rehearsals this morning, let's see how we get on between us. The roots of a tree can be very, very long, and I suppose actually even in the ground they can be quite tangly, but see how long it stretches back. And Harry, we can keep coming back. Is there anything behind me? In fact, if this stretched out straight, it would go right out the door at the back of the church and into the churchyard. That is how long. See how you get on, Harry, and once you've got as far as you can, come back. That is how long the roots of a tree can be. Isn't that amazing? Now, the roots of a tree are very long because the most important thing for a tree to be growing is that it's got its roots in the right place. Harry, that's brilliant. If you lay that down there, that would be super. And actually, the most important thing for us to grow in our faith is that we've got our roots in the right place, that we stay rooted in Jesus. In other words, that we stay close to Him and stay joined to Him. That's why the first verse of our reading says this. It says, "So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him." In other words, just as you started with Jesus, carry on living with Him. So how did we start with Jesus? Well, we said, "Jesus, please be my friend, come into my life. Jesus, please be my Saviour, take my sins, the wrong things I do away." And we said, "Jesus, please be my Lord, be in charge of my life." That's how we started with Jesus, and we carry on in just the same way. So every day we say to Jesus, "Jesus, please stay as my friend in my life. Please be my Saviour today, taking my sins away. and please be my Lord in charge of my life today. We carry on every day with Jesus the same way that we started the first day with him. That's how we stay rooted in Jesus. And actually, the danger for us adults is that we stop doing that. We move our roots away from Jesus. But the way to grow is to stay rooted in Jesus, carrying on every day the way that we started with him. So that's the first thing. We stay rooted in Jesus. But next we learn what happens when we keep our roots in him. And the answer is that we will be built up in him. And folks, this is like the trunk of a tree. So I'm going to put it here. Just as when a tree has its roots in the right place, its trunk is built up and keeps growing. So when we have our roots in Jesus, we are built up, we grow in him. Let me read verse 6 and 7 again. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught. Now, did you know that a tree carries on growing every year of its life? And let me show you how far a tree can grow in 1 year. Daniel, would you take one end of that? A tree grows, you stand up, we'll all be able to see, hold it up high. A tree grows not just 1 meter in every year, not just 2 meters in every year. A tree can grow 3 meters, here it is, in 1 year. Not just across, of course, but right up. A tree can grow that far every year. Now, who can work it out? If you grew 3 meters every year, how tall would you be now? Can anyone do the maths? So Tom, you would be... Harry, you would be 30 metres tall. Tom, you would be 33 metres. You'd be through the ceiling if you grew 3 metres every year. I think that's about correct. Yes, thank you, Harry. Okay, let's bring that in. Now, where are we? So a tree grows every year of its life. And actually, it's the same in the same way God wants us to grow in our faith, to be built up in him every year that we go on with Jesus. And this happens as we focus on Jesus. So as we focus on him being with us, our courage is built up. As we focus on his love, our joy is built up. As we focus on him dying for us and rising again, our faith is built up. As we focus on his promises, our faith is built up again. As we focus on his example, well, our lives are built up. So just like a tree trunk grows every year, God wants us to go on being built up in Jesus as we focus on him. So, stay rooted in Jesus, be built up in him. But to grow, there is one more thing that God's word gives us this morning to help us grow. And that is to overflow with thankfulness. And I'm going to try and stretch and put this up here with the blossom or with the flowers on the tree. Because overflowing with thankfulness is a bit like when a tree overflows with blossom. God wants us to be so full of thankfulness that it flows out of our lives. That's what it says at the very end of those first two verses, overflowing with thankfulness. Now, I'm afraid that I sometimes forget things. My memory is not that good. And actually, I often forget to be thankful to God. So I've got three lists here, which I use to help me remember things. I've got my to-do list, I've got my shopping list, and I've got my thank you list. Now, Andy, I wonder if you might read us my to-do list. This is the list I use to remind me what I have to do every week. What's on there, please, Andy?
Put the rubbish out, and it's tonight as well, by the way, John. Play tennis. Don't forget, if you've got to play tennis, be there. Play golf. Practice skiffing. Does the vicar and curate ever do anything, actually? Reorganise my sock drawer.
So as you can see, it's a busy week once again, and that's my to-do list that reminds me of everything I need to do this week. What about my shopping list, Andy?
Pork pie, chicken and mushroom pie, steak and kidney
pie. As you can see, I keep a balanced diet. All of the three main groups of pies are represented there on my shopping list. What else?
Anti-dandruff shampoo. Athlete's foot cream.
Okay, pass over that.
Needs that because of all the sport he does, yeah. Dog biscuits.
Which I eat myself. So that's a list to remind me of all the things I need to buy in the shops. But then here is my thank you list, which reminds me of the things I can thank God for. What would you put on your list? I've got family, friends and fun, health, holidays and home, God's love, and then the special things that the follower of Jesus has on their list. Thankful that Jesus came to find us, that God forgave us all our sins, that Jesus died for us, that he's with us every day by his Holy Spirit, and that Jesus gives us a place in heaven. That's my thank you list. And actually, the way we overflow with thankfulness is to have a list, maybe on paper, maybe in our head, or whatever helps us remember all the things that we can be thankful to God for. Perhaps you'd like to make your own list later. Especially in difficult times, overflowing with thankfulness is like the lovely blossom on a tree. And in fact, it's part of what makes us grow. The thankful Christian is the growing Christian. So what have we seen here today? We've seen how we grow in our faith. As we go out of church this morning, we'll see on Mill Green 5 or 6 really big trees, and each one of them is still growing. And those noble friends point us how we can grow in our faith. We stay rooted in Jesus, we're being built up in him, and overflowing with thankfulness. Amen. Thank you for your help, folks. We will see later if we can untangle that string, and I'll show you how long it really is. But for now, I'm going to pull it back in.